What's up, music marketers, and welcome to the show. This is the Music Marketing Academy podcast where we talk about marketing you, your brand, or your band in this fast-growing music industry. Now, if this is your first time listening to the show, welcome. Whether you're new to the game or just a veteran, this podcast is probably for you. Now, in today's episode, we're going to be talking about my journey to 10,000 Twitter followers in 4 months. Now, before I start this podcast, which I've already done, but before I go into the meats of the podcast, I'm just going to say that I'm not doing this to brag or to boast. Please, please believe that. I normally work from a script, and I normally go through several talking points, but I think in this podcast, I'm just literally just going to speak from the heart and just tell you exactly how I did it. I don't want to come across too big-headed, but this is not the first time I've grown a Twitter account. I've got several of my own other Twitter accounts, and I grow Twitter accounts for other businesses within my e-commerce business as well. So this isn't anything new to me, and this is why I don't want anybody to think that I'm actually trying to boast. I want to try and show off. It isn't that at all. It is literally just taking you on the journey that I went through. It's been like 4 months. I think we're now coming up to 5 months, and I did it in 4 months. I didn't set out to get 10,000 followers, but it's kind of like a nice little round figure. It's a figure that gets people's attention, and obviously the fact that I mentioned 4 months in the title obviously gets the people's attention as well. So I'm just going to, it's not going to be a very long podcast, but I'm just going to tell you a few things or give you a few ideas on how I did it, show you the process I used, and hopefully it will motivate and inspire you to do the same. Now look, there's no point in growing your following for following's sake. My account, when I first set this account up, the Music Marketing Academy account on Twitter, it was specifically for musicians. Okay, so the content that I curate, the content I post is specifically for musicians. So I'm not going to lie, it's been extremely easy to grow the account because everything that I do, everything that I tweet about is for musicians. So obviously, if you're a musician, if you're a producer, if you're an artist, and you come across my account or you come across my tweets, most of it is quite motivational, it's thought-provoking, and it's given advice. There's a lot of teachable advice in the tweets. So it lends itself to actually be very popular with musicians. It lends itself to be recommended to other people. And a lot of musicians want to follow somebody that's actually teaching them how to market their music. So like I said, it hasn't been that difficult to do because all I've done is just curated content for musicians. Now, you obviously know this because obviously if you're listening to this podcast, you probably follow me on Twitter. So this is no surprise, but I suppose I'm trying to, how should I put it? How can I show you how I did it and how can I recommend a way for you to grow your Twitter account? It's a difficult one. I recently did 2 interviews with Jeff Ojeda from Phase Management. It's something we talked about on that podcast where it's really hard to grow your Twitter account if you use it as a personal account. Now, we spoke about this in the podcast, and I know whenever I've mentioned it on Twitter, I get a lot of blowback for this. I get a lot of nasty messages. I get a lot of people really upset with me suggesting that they should use their Twitter account for anything other than marketing their music. I'll be honest with you, I think you can have a nice mix. I don't think you have to just be music orientated. I think you can have a nice mix of having your Twitter account as a personal account and a music account to promote your music. You just can't treat it like your personal account, and that's what, from what I can see, that's what 99% of musicians do. They treat it as their own personal account, and they don't really have their followers in mind, and that's a huge mistake, because the moment you start treating your account like a music account and an account that serves your followers, you actually start getting a lot more traction because you're supplying content just like I do. You're supplying content for your followers. And when I say content, what I mean is you need to tell a story. You need to tell your music story. You need to tell people why you started. You need to tell them what your thoughts are on a track that you're writing. You need to tell them when you're going into the studio. You need to tell them when you're sitting writing in the studio. You need to tell them that you can't go into the studio today because you've got something else on. You get the point. There is a lot of storytelling that goes on social media, and that's how you should be using it. And if you're under the misconception that people aren't interested in your story, you're wrong, because a lot of your fans are. You've just got to try posting content like that. You've got to try posting content that tells your story. Give it a go for a few weeks, and I guarantee you, as long as you reply back to people's comments when they actually leave a comment on your tweet, you'll find that your Twitter account will grow exponentially the moment you start posting content for your followers. The moment you start having the mindset that, not that you've already made it, but you've got a mindset that you're quite a successful musician, and you've got quite a lot of fans that are reading your tweets, they're looking to comment, they're looking to engage with you. The moment you have that mindset, something fantastic happens. You start getting a lot more engagement on your account. But if you just tweet like it's your own personal account, you start just tweeting all your little personal things, you start retweeting a lot of musicians, virtually every other tweet. Even though I'm not saying that you shouldn't retweet a lot of musicians, what I will say is you do need to find a nice healthy mix of retweeting your favorite musicians and talking about your personal stuff, and also promoting your music. Now, that's not an easy mix, I'm not going to lie to you, but that's what you need to do if you want to grow your account. If you take a look at my account, if you go over to Twitter, go into my account and have a look at what I tweet, and have a look at the way I craft it, you'll find that everything that I do, or the vast majority of the things I do, are for musicians. The content I post, the stories I tell, the motivational tweets, everything is for the artist, everything's for the musician. And that's why it's been so much easier for me to try and grow my Twitter account, and I've done it in such a short space of time. Now, obviously that's not the only thing. There are many different components that go into growing your account. And like I said to you initially at the beginning, I don't recommend you just start following people for the sake of following. There needs to be some sort of strategy. And the strategy is finding 10 peers or 20 peers in your genre of music. You start following them, and then you follow their followers. So you'll click onto their followers tab, and you'll look through all the people that have been commenting, liking, and engaging with them, and you want them to become your fans eventually. So the key is to actually start following their fans and start engaging with them. Also, you need to make it your business to comment on your peers' tweets. So, and I don't mean, oh, great track. I mean writing something very comprehensive, so you stand out, and you're kind of forcing them to reply back to you. And the moment you start having this dialogue between you and your peers, you'll find that a lot of their followers, a lot of their fans, will start looking to you, looking at your account to try and find out a little bit more about you. As you know, and I've said this multiple times, I've said it thousands of times, you need to set up your account. You need to do some housekeeping and set up your account so it's ready for people to come to your account, see who you are, what you're about, the genre of music that you're in, and also make sure you pin an MP4 tweet to the top of your account. The MP4 is a video file that auto plays in somebody's feed, and it also allows you to showcase your music if somebody actually does come to your Twitter account. I can't tell you the amount of times I've gone over to someone's account and I'm scrolling, you know, 30 seconds, a minute later, and I still haven't come across any of their music. To be honest with you, what I've just explained there, very few people will do. On average, people spend about 3 minutes and about 30 seconds on Twitter per day, and that's on average. So they're not going to scroll through your account for a minute, 2 minutes, looking for your music. It's just not going to happen. And a lot of them don't even really want to click away from the actual platform. They're quite happy to stay on the platform. So what your job is, what you need to do, is you need to showcase your music in that MP4 file, pin it to the top of your page so that they can actually listen to your music as soon as they land on your page. All right, so that would be my recommendation. Obviously, I've gone off a tangent a little bit there. But if you want to grow your Twitter account, these are some of the basics that you need to incorporate. I always look to give without looking for anything in return. So if somebody asks for my opinion, if somebody asks for a tip, if somebody asks for my advice, I give it. I don't look for anything in return. What I do say to people is I can't answer it fully in 280 characters. It's just impossible. If I can, I will do. But most of the time, I recommend that they join my Facebook group. And in there, I've got a Twitter marketing course, as some of you well know. And a lot of the times, I will literally just post content in there of anything that's come to mind, anything I think will help people. I try to do that, and I try to give as much of myself as possible. I think people can understand and they can appreciate where I'm coming from. It's not me trying to sell them something all the time. I am literally trying to help people, and I think that's again another way why, or another reason why the Twitter account has actually grown as well as it has done. So what do? I mix teachable content with entertainment. I often use a lot of thought-provoking questions. Again, anyone that's in the private Facebook group knows, and I teach you this, that you need to ask a lot of questions of your followers just to gauge the responses and just to gauge what sort of content that they actually like. Because what happens is when you've posted or when you tweeted about 15, 20 tweets in a row, you can kind of look back at the engagement by going into the analytics just to find out which of your tweets got the most engagement. And again, you don't actually copy those tweets, but you mimic them in other tweets going forward. So it's a really good example of using the analytics of Twitter to help you curate content for the future. So what else do? I use all of the tools available to me. So I use scheduling tools. Now, again, there's a lot of musicians that hate that word or hate the fact that you're using a scheduling tool. But at the end of the day, if you want to be a successful musician, if you want to be a full-time musician with your music, you have to schedule content ahead of time so it gives you time back in the week to concentrate on your music. It's a proper strategy, and it's a strategy that works. And if you schedule content at times when you know you're not going to be on a platform, it means that you've got content going out every day of the week. Now, I'm not suggesting that you need to tweet every hour on the hour. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is if you schedule those tweets to go out at specific times, normally first thing in the morning, at lunchtime, and in the evening, those are the times that it's most busiest on Twitter. You'll find that if you actually tweet at those specific times, you'll be able to grow your account a lot faster than other people in your genre of music. So I talk about that specifically in episode 3 and episode 10 of these podcasts. So if anybody is interested in that, go back and I talk about scheduling tweets in episode 3 and episode 10 if you're interested. I said there's quite a few components with regards to actually growing your following. I suppose the most important one is actually following people. I'm not suggesting that you go away and you try and mimic what I do. I've been quite aggressive in growing my account, and you know, I had my reasons for that. But as a musician, what you really want to do is you want to grow your following with quality followers. And those are the people that are already engaging with your peers' accounts. All right, so it's not a case of trying to follow as many people as possible no matter what. It is literally following people that are already raising their hand and saying that, listen, I like this music, I like this person. You're basically going to jump into their conversation and introduce yourself. It's a case of doing it over a series of time as well. And it's something that, again, I mentioned the podcast and the video that we, myself and Jeff did recently, where we talk about collaborations. If you really want to do some collaborations with musicians in your genre of music, you need to start following them and start engaging with them. But you don't ask for a collaboration straight away. I'd ask for a collaboration personally after about 3-4 months after engaging with them, just so you can get to know them and they can get to know you. the more collaborations you do, the more you jump into conversations, the more you're going to get known to their followers. The more you get known to their followers, the more they're going to start following you. And it's kind of like a flywheel effect where you do all these little elements. They're only small little things, but if you do it consistently on a regular basis, which is obviously the same thing, but if you do it consistently, you'll find that you'll be able to grow your following really, really fast. So guys, I think that's it. I don't think there is any more. Obviously, if anybody is interested in growing their following and they're not a part of the Facebook group that I got, the Facebook group is, there's a link in the bio of my Twitter account and also in Instagram as well, actually. If you want to become a member, I've got a free course in there that teaches you how to do most of what I've talked about in this podcast. So if that's of any interest, click on the link in the bio and you can sign up for the actual Facebook group. What I will also do as well, and I talk about this a lot in the podcast and I talk about it a lot on Twitter, is I apply the 90-10 method of promotion. So only 10% of my tweets are promotional tweets. And when I say promotion, I'm talking about promoting a YouTube video, my Facebook group, maybe a course that I'm running. And the rest of the time, the content is what I talked about previously, which is teachable content, entertainment, and thought-provoking. If you have that mix of content of the tweets that you actually tweet out, again, your account won't be as spammy as a lot of other accounts. And it means you've got a nice level of promotion while also engaging with your Twitter followers at the same time. So guys, I think that's it. Obviously, what I'm suggesting is going to be hard work. I'm not suggesting this is going to be easy. I said it was easy to grow my Twitter account only because I'm very, very targeted to who I wanted to engage with and who I wanted to follow me or follow the account. So it was a lot easier for me to do. But this is by no means an easy task. It's going to take a lot of hard work and it's probably going to take you a bit of time as well. Don't forget, I've been at this quite a while and I've done it across many genres, many categories of different types of companies and businesses. I've done this over many different categories and it's not been easy. In the long run, gets easier as the more I do it, but it's not going to be easy for you. All right, so hopefully you'll take some of what I've said on board. I know I've gone off a tangent a little bit, but I hope you got some great value from this. Obviously, I've mentioned it before, I'm going to mention it again. If you haven't done so, make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And also, if you're interested, that is, subscribe to the Facebook group, which is called the Music Marketing Academy. Also, if you can refer a friend, I don't charge anything for this. If you know anyone that would be interested, I'd really appreciate if you spread the love. Now, until then, guys, I will see you in the next episode. Cheers.